Hello, my name is Suggs from Madness, and you are listening to Camden Unlocked.
Some lovely Nepalese music there. This is Camden Unlocked on Refugee Week Radio. Today we're talking with refugees in Camden and are presenting in three languages, English, Somali and French. We are Marion Larrigy, Asha Kindwala and Josette Kukui.
Assalamu alaikum. Halkan wa Camden Unlocked. Radio loogu talagalay inoo qaxootiga weegan la hadlo. Maanta waxaan ka hadli doonaa arrimo badan oo ku saabsan qaxootiga. Waxaan ku soo jeedin doonaa saddex luqad. Ingiriiska, Soomaaliga oo aan ka hadli doono iyo Faransiiska. Waxa soo jeedinaya waxa ka kooban Marian Larrigy, aniga iyo Josette.
Oui, bonjour, je m'appelle Josette et donc je suis avec vous de Camden Déverrouillé, Camden Unlock en anglais. Nous sommes ici pour vous présenter la semaine des réfugiés à Camden. Je suis avec Mariam Larrigy, irlandaise, Asha Kindwala qui est somalienne et moi, française d'origine africaine. Donc voilà, Mariam.
Refugees have been coming to Camden for hundreds of years and bringing their rich musical and cultural traditions with them. Among the first were Spaniards, Huguenots and Jews. Some of the more recent communities to settle here include Arab speakers from Iraq and elsewhere, Kosovans, Congolese and Somalis, many of whom fled genocide and civil war in the 1990s, Asha.
Oh, that's right, Mariam. qaxootigu waxay ku soo carareen soo ogtihiin dhibaato waxayna badi yimaadeen 1900 dhammaantood laakiin horta waxa ka horreeyay qolo ka soo carartay 100 sano ka hor dalka Spain ama Faransiiska ama xataa qolooyinka Yuhuudda oo soo carartay dalka Ingiriiska laakiin waayahan dambe waxaan aragnaa bulshooyinka kala yimaadeen dadka af carabiga ku hadla oo dalalka carabiga sida Ciraaq ama Kosovo ama Afrika sida Congo kaleeto iyo Soomaalida waxaan badi ka soo carareen dhibaato dalkooda ku soo qortay bal Josette ayaan ku wareejisay noogu si faalaysa Faransiiska.
Thank you. Effectivement, les réfugiés ont commencé à arriver à Camden il y a à peu près 100 ans. Parmi les premiers, donc, il y avait les Espagnols, les Huguenots et les Juifs. Parmi les derniers arrivages, donc, on a beaucoup de réfugiés donc, venant des régions des Grands Lacs, comme la Tanzanie, le Congo, la Somalie. On a aussi des réfugiés venant donc, des pays arabes, comme l'Irak, l'Iran et donc dernièrement la plus grande communauté à Camden c'est la communauté somalienne donc c'est pour ça que nous avons beaucoup de représentants somaliens ici aujourd'hui n'est-ce pas Mariam?
So Josette, in today's program we'll be looking at the problems facing young refugees and how their communities are tapping into their rich cultural heritage to support them in integrating into Camden life. We hope that everyone will find something to interest or enlighten them in what our interviewees have to say.
Wow, waxa soo socda dhageysano waxa maanta ka wada hadli doona si Maryan iyo u sheegeen waxa waa program loogu talagalay dhalinyarada qaxootiga ah ee ku nool dalkan ee gaaratan xaafadeena Camden waxa ay yeeshteen dhaqankooda sidii loogu caawin lahaa inay ka qayb galaan nolosha Camden waxaana jeclaan doona oo arki doona in dad adinka idin kamida ay ka heli doonaan sheekooyinka ama wararka laga soo aruuriyay waxaana ku wareejiyay qasatan Josette.
Oui, effectivement, nous allons parler aujourd'hui donc précisément des problèmes et des réussites donc des réfugiés qui sont présents à Camden. Nous avons rencontré des jeunes réfugiés donc dans certains community centers à Camden et ailleurs et donc c'est de ça que nous allons vous parler aujourd'hui.
Oh, I'm coming back again to say about the Horn of Africa cafe in Kentish Town and the interview we got in Somali and in English. Waxaan kan ka sheegayaa in aan la kulanay dhalinyaro Soomaaliyeed oo joogto maqaayadda ku taalo Kentish Town ee Camden oo Horn of Africa lagu yiraahdo waxaan ka qaadnay warar aan ka soo qaadnay ayaa dhageysan doontaan.
Oui, donc nous sommes donc allés à un café qui s'appelle la Corne de l'Afrique, en anglais donc le Horn of Africa, où nous avons rencontré des jeunes qui nous ont donc parlé de leurs problèmes et de leur réussite.
So our reporters went to the Horn of Africa cafe in Kentish Town. Let's hear what they found out.
Go on the street, get arrested, get asbored.
Yeah. Asbored.
Camden is the London borough to have issued the greatest number of antisocial behaviour orders, ASBOs, since they were introduced in 1999. In fact, Camden has issued more than twice as many as any other London borough and is fourth overall in the country.
Camden Town is also home to one of the largest groups of Somalian refugees in the UK, and it is the young people that are feeling the effects of Camden's ASBO clampdown. Given the current debate surrounding integration of new migrant communities into Britain, we wondered if the government's respect agenda risked isolating the young people from these groups.
What must it be like to be settling into a new area, yet also facing a risk of being banned from it? And where else is there to go? We found an unlikely sanctuary for the young people bearing the brunt of the ASBO culture in Camden Town's Horn of Africa cafe.
Now, my name is Abdi Ali. I'm 17 years old. No, I was born in Somalia.
How old were you when you came over?
I was 10. Police used to stop us but for coaching in front of our home, you know, in the States, giving us ASBO to disperse our school. But we did not have nowhere else to go.
For these young people, just going from A to B was a stressful experience.
And when I could not walk and talk with my friends outside, because you know you don't have too many places to play football with, you don't have too many places to go in the state. They block in every single state. You've seen the new rules in Camden. The gates and barriers everywhere. There's no way even if you try and sit in a park. After 7 p.m., the barkeeper comes and they say it's closed. You have to move on.
It's hard not to see ASBOs as a big brother measure of making people feel unwelcome by excluding young people from the areas that they are trying to make their own. The kids we spoke to were fiercely defensive of their own area and scornful of neighbouring richer parts of Camden.
This is Lee. He's 16, a Somali living in Kentish Town.
What do you mean, bruv? They want to get out from here, all the, how to explain, the ghetto, the thugness out of Camden, yeah? So Camden can be the posh area like Hampstead. Because if I walk now in Hampstead, I'll get arrested, obviously. Because it's a rich area, I'm not supposed to be. They're going to think, what's this black guy doing here? You know what I'm saying? It is, what do you mean, bruv? Trust me, blood. Trust me, that's what it is, blood.
Abdi Ali feels that he is being unfairly targeted by the authorities, who are too quick to jump to conclusions, that because he's a young Somali, he must be up to no good.
As soon as the police come, they don't believe you because you're there with a group of friends and you look menacing there.
Sure, yeah.
By the way you dress, the way you're talking, and of course the drug use and involved as well in some cases of and the young people. But we're not all that bad. You see now. And
because of all this, the Horn of Africa has fast become a lot more than just a cafe. It's not much more than a large orange room with a pool table and a circle of chairs, but it's a place where everyone can relax. It's an institution for young East African migrants in Camden.
A few months ago, it came under new management, and Mohammed, a 23-year-old from South Africa, has welcomed the youths who felt persecuted by Camden's authorities.
I've been living in this area for about 5 years now, and this is the closest thing to a youth centre that we ever had.
Yeah, that's fantastic. How long have you been coming here?
I've been coming here since the day that it was open. It's been open for quite a long time. But the thing is, behind the previous owners, they weren't really too keen to have such and so many young people and hanging around here. So since the new management took over, we have a place so that we can enjoy calm.
Every other restaurant they be watching like cameras like everywhere you go, like even in the toilet. Oh, is he graffiti in the toilet? Like that's how it is. But here, yeah, like they show you respect and they expect respect back. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's why there's so much people here, because they feel, get me, they're comfortable in a happy environment. You know what I'm saying? Camden Council, you should open more of Horn of Africa's around London, bro. Yeah, that's it.
Mohammed appreciates the value of the Horn of Africa, but he still feels the council should play a larger role in organising other activities for the young people. Rather than investing money in creating spaces for people to go, they have spent a large part of their efforts clearing them out, with no real alternative available. Their methods have left behind a lot of resentment.
Can the council try to give me 5 years as ball? I'm still here, you know what I'm saying? Still speaking, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You can hear it nice and clearly. You know what I'm saying? My mind is still the same. Get me? 100% Mali, get me? I'll never be English, bad. No disrespect, yeah? You know what I'm saying, yeah?
This doesn't bode well for the future. The children of those who left the Horn of Africa in the hope that they could enjoy Britain's greater freedoms are feeling stigmatised even here.
The only way to make Camden safer for everybody is to find something for the younger generation. It's nice to give them Asbo, and after a couple of times that they broke it, they will end up with a criminal record.
It's
nice now, but in 10 years, 20 years' time, you're going to have a couple of millions of young people, and you're not going to have no more lawyers and politicians to run your country.
So
whether you like it or not, yeah, we're the future of this world.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
You keep on giving us Asbo, we will get criminal records. We ain't going to get no work. Give us more freedom. Huh?
Sure.
Give us just more freedom. Let us be young people.
Yeah.
We're not asking for more.
The boys would like Camden Council to do more for young people. Most communities in Camden would agree with that. Some community organisations are doing a lot. We dropped in to the 10th birthday celebration of the British Somali community and spoke with Awali, Ifra and Hiba. Let's hear what they had to say about life in Camden.
Waa mahadsan yihiin wiilasha ka hadlay Cafe Africa oo ka hadlay dhibaatooyinka dhalinyarada Soomaali ka haysato iyo wax la'aanta iyo meesha ay aadaan inay la yihiin. Waxaan communityal badan ay qabtaan shaqooyin la xiriira dhalinyaradooda inayna ka dhumin. Waxaan ka mid ah British Somali community oo 10 sano guuraagi waxay qabteen soo bandhigtay bishaan dhexdeeda. Waxaan la kulanay 3 dhalinyaro ah oo ah Awale, Ifrah iyo Hibo.
Nous sommes donc allés donc au café de la Corne de l'Afrique, comme vous avez entendu. Les garçons donc voudraient que le council leur fasse un peu plus pour les jeunes. Donc vous savez, le council, donc ceux qui vivent ici, vous savez très bien ce que c'est. Et nous sommes allés donc au British Somali Center, où ils fêtaient leurs 10 ans de présence à Camden. Nous avons rencontré un jeune homme à Wali, deux jeunes filles, Iba et Ifra, qui nous parlent donc de leurs espoirs et du rôle de ce centre dans leur vie.
Hello, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Let's hear what they have to say.
Well, there's a lot of issues facing us today. As a community, we've all come together and tried to beat this, but it's not happening. There's a lot of family problems, there's a lot of problems with drugs, there's a lot of problems with unemployment, but that's why places like this, sessions like this, what we're doing now, it does unify us at the same time. It also helps us progress past this.
I have high hopes for the British Somali community because I think it should do well for young Somali women. It gives them opportunity in life. There were lots of problems with boys in schooling because they were getting kicked out of school daily, and drugs seems to play a big part in a young Somali boy's life. So, and this centre has managed to help it a lot.
Our plans for the future at the moment is that we get more and more people off the streets, more and more people into work, more and more people into education, higher education, more families staying together, not dividing each other up, that more Somali diasporic men who are from Somalia and they came here that don't have any jobs but had really good jobs back at home are really disgruntled there. They all turn to drugs.
Peer pressure is a main issue that is going on, and it affects Somali youths as much as anybody else really. So I think that's the main reason why the trust issue between the parent and the child is gone away. Nobody's immune to peer pressure because it's just there, and it's in all schools, it's everywhere really, so it's hard for any teenager to escape from it.
So some ambitions there. Lucky boy. The name Awali means lucky one in Somalia, doesn't it, Asha?
Oh, that's true. Every name, most of the names I should say in Somali, have a meaning. For example, Awali, as you said right, means the lucky one. Ifrah means joy, Hiba means gift, and this is the wishes of their parents. I don't know what you say about this, Josette.
But you know, en fait, en Afrique, moi je suis de l'Afrique de l'Ouest, du Bénin plus précisément, et nous avons aussi des noms qui ont une significance. Je m'appelle Maouton, qui veut dire donc qui appartient à Dieu. Hiba, ça veut dire... Iba, Ifra et Awali ont tous une signification, comme mes collègues viennent juste de vous dire. N'est-ce pas, Mariam?
Oh, by the way, what would you say your name was the meaning, Mahoutan?
Maouton. Maou means God. Because dans la tradition du Bénin, l'ancien nom, c'est le Dahomé, ça veut dire Dieu. Et ton appartient. Donc mon nom, c'est Maouton, who belong to God. I belong to God.
Mahout is your African name.
My African name and my European name is Josette, because in the old time we didn't have a right to speak our own language, so everybody had to have a Christian name and an African name who was kind of secret. It was kind of, and I think this was across Africa.
Right, you are listening to Refugee Week Radio, Camden Unlocked on Refugee Week Radio,
celebrating Refugee Weeks across the UK.
La semaine des réfugiés à Camden, la semaine des réfugiés en Angleterre, c'est ce que vous êtes en train d'écouter, de Camden. La semaine des réfugiés, donc, nous allons parler de musique, de théâtre, de films et des festivals culturels qui vont se passer donc, pendant toute cette semaine. Donc, restez à l'écoute de la radio des réfugiés.
Wa réfugiés, oui, que l'on a dit, il y a un moment de réfugiés, oui, radio.
Young people who are new to the UK don't always get school places straight away. Faye went to Bridge Education Referral Unit to see what such children do.
Dibaatooyin ayaa ka haysta ilmaha qaxootiga marka yimaadaan dalka sababtoo ah horey galaaska laga ma geeyo. Saas daraadeed ayaa waxa loo suubiyay meelo inay tagaan. Gabadha la yiraahdo Faye ayaa soo tagtay mashruuca la yiraahdo Bridge Education Referral Unit oo ku yaala Camden. Bal ha nooga waranto aan maqalno. Joseed, bal adigaan ku soo wareejiyo.
Oui, effectivement, il y a certains jeunes réfugiés qui arrivent à Londres, ont du mal à trouver des places à l'école, que ce soit pour le langage, que ce soit simplement parce qu'ils n'ont pas accès à l'information. Faye Adam est donc allée au Bridge Education Referral Center, c'est un centre donc où on aide les jeunes, on leur donne des conseils à Camden pour parler à certains jeunes qui vont donc nous expliquer un peu de quoi il s'agit.
And that was Faye talking at the Bridge Education Referral Unit. Health is another thing that can be a problem for refugees. Somali Dr. Fadima Haji tells us about the issues.
I'm quite sure, Marianne, you know who is Dr. Fatima, and I'm quite sure everybody will know about her long career in health.
She was the first doctor gynecologist to qualify, woman gynecologist to qualify in Somalia, wasn't she?
Yes. Waxaa dhibaato kale oo ka taagan caafimaadka dadka qaxootiga. Waxaana halkan noogu soo biiray inay nooga hadasho Dr. Fadima Haaji Xuseen oo kulligeen aan wada naqaano dhakhtarad ah. Waxay noo sheegi doontaa
Yes, effectively, nous avons rencontré donc Dr Hadji, Dr Fadouma Hadji, qui est la première femme à se qualifier comme gynécologique en Somalie. Et donc elle vit maintenant à Camden. Elle donne des conseils aux femmes au centre culturel somalien. Et donc c'est elle que nous allons entendre maintenant.
What I found when I came to this country, that people did not understand the health system in this country because it's completely different from our system in Somalia. We didn't have a GP system and we didn't have a screening system or screening services in Somalia. But here when people came, they were really having very difficulties to understand what one doctor can do for them. Back at home, when somebody is not feeling well and has got maybe headache or heartburn, he may go directly to the consultant of a neurologist or a consultant of abdominal problems or anything like that. But we didn't have the system of GP system, and that was confusing for people. Women especially, when they received the letter for having a smear test, they didn't understand why they have to have the smear test, and they didn't understand what it is for. So people used to just throw the letter somewhere and say, I'm not having any problem. Why I have to expose myself? That was my problems which I faced with the Somali woman when I came to this country. What I think people need to have information about everything, what is going on in their body, and they have to have information about the system of the services they are trying to use it. Because if the person does not have any knowledge about the service or does not have any knowledge about the procedures that he is going through, so to improve their health, they need to have information about all that, and in their own language is better because they don't speak the language as well.
Yes, it's important, isn't it, to have doctors who come from the same backgrounds as the refugees. There's a project in Camden to help refugee doctors to get their qualifications recognised. You can listen to a programme about them on ccradio.org, or you could contact the project directly at Camden Central Community Umbrella, which is in Polygon Road.
ساس دراديد أيها الحلوسو بمشروع كعاو متقاطير تقرتيجة إن يدرك عن كشقيان وحنا سوبي كمدرسة راكم ملتا أمبريلا ودل حريري كرتان عم واحد كده يس كرتان راديها كمدرسة راكم ملتا راديو وعاد ويب سايت كجيلي كرتان.
Oui, merci. Il y a aussi donc un projet à Camden pour l'intégration des docteurs qui sont réfugiés en Angleterre. Vous pouvez avoir plus d'informations sur ce projet donc à ccradio.org ou simplement vous pouvez donc venir directement au centre qui est à Camden Central, juste off une rue qui s'appelle Polygon Road. C'est pas loin de Houston Station si vous voulez regarder sur le plan. Ok. Donc maintenant nous allons donc parler maintenant un peu plus de Nous allons plutôt écouter de la musique. Et c'est une musique de l'Afrique de l'Ouest, musicien Souleymane Hakim, et la chanson s'appelle Makuba.
Camden Central Radio presents Camden Unlocked on Open Air. We'll be right back.
Oh, such a lovely music. It's like carnival music, Mariam?
It is too, isn't it? We're going to hear some more voices from Camden refugees. Angela Inglis went to talk to some Albanians who arrived in Camden via Italy and are now running a cafe in Somerstown.
Angela Inglis, aya u tagtay maqaayad ay leeyihiin qoloyin Albanian oo ka yimaadeen dalka Albania oo ku dhex taalo Somerstown Camden, waxayna ka sheekeynayaan noloshooda si ugu nool yihiin meeshaan. Waxaan u gudbinayaa Joseph.
Oui, nous allons maintenant parler à des jeunes Kosovars, des jeunes Albaniens, pardon, qui sont arrivés à Londres à travers l'Italie et qui ont ouvert un petit café à Kentish Town où toute la communauté albanienne se retrouve.
I'm at the Albertini restaurant, which is in Charlton Street, just next to the Nova Hotel, and it's a very busy, flourishing new cafe run by four people. From Albania, two brothers and two sisters, Edie, Della, Albert and Tini. And as you can hear, it's very busy.
I'd love to hear the story of how Albertini came to be called Albertini's.
It's a long story. When we used to play football with my brother, we used to play for the same team, and because my name is Albert and his name is Tini, they used to call us Albertini, and it matched with one Italian player playing for AC Milan in Italy. And from there, one day at home when we got this place, then I came up with his name and my brother was suddenly laughing. He was going, you know, it's not C, it's Albert, and I was like, why not?
Why not indeed? I mean, yeah. That's a wonderful story, isn't it?
Yeah, well, he sort of brings up very beautiful memories, his childhood and everything. You know.
And you were playing in Italy, so how old were you when you came to England?
I was 15.
Right. And how about your parents? How did they settle into England? So yeah. Have you heard about their experiences over here at all?
Well, you know, they came over here and they worked like us and yeah. everything. Yeah.
But they set the example for you.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, of course.
Which was really nice. Okay, yeah. Thanks a lot.
I have to say, the food is absolutely marvellous and it's served so beautifully. And the decor and everything is so beautiful. That you know, one wants to come in here. That's very encouraging. Now, I wonder if your brother would like to say something.
My name is Albert. I came to London here. It was very hard for me at the beginning. No speaking English at all. Went to school, learned a bit of English, and then we had to go to work.
What kind of work?
I worked in the kitchen all the time. I worked with some lovely Italian people and they taught me from the very young age. I was 17 when I started there. And there I had, you know, a lot of experience basically, and I got a lot of courage and to build up my career. And
how did you find this restaurant?
It was from an agency, and as soon as we came to this street, to be honest with you, we loved this place. It was so beautiful, and we thought that we have to go for it.
Do you ever think about Albania at all?
I do think, to be honest, but I feel good in this country. But this country gave me the opportunity to build what I got. I'm not sure if Albania would give me this opportunity. I think that it wouldn't be. I can say this, that I feel more about England now in this moment than I feel about my country.
Right.
It's quite strange though to say that, but
right.
That's the truth.
Would you like to say something?
So my name is Eddie. Just I wanted to give one message. All the people who are the foreign, because I cannot tell about the people who are English. But I just want to say with my heart, the foreign people who come from, especially like our countries, they are quite poor countries, and they think they find America in this country, and they think they're gonna find everything on the street already, but it's very wrong. This is beautiful country, helping the people a lot.
Well, I want to say how lovely it is to come down here in the morning and have breakfast. It is such a lovely thing to do.
Thank you.
So more of the pleasures that refugees are bringing to Camden. Mr. Ngonga is the chair of the African Swahili-speaking Refugee Project. His project helps families from the Swahili-speaking regions of the Big Lakes. That's countries like Tanzania, Rwanda, Uganda, Congo, Burundi, and parts of Malawi.
Maria waxay ka dhawaajisay gabadha tagtay kafeega ay ka soo cabtay meeshaas oo quraacda ah oo dad qaxooti ay leeyihiin. Waxay haddana maanta aan rabnaa inaan idiin soo jeedino war laga soo koobay Mr. Ngonga oo ah guddoomiyaha hay-adda la yiraahdo Africa Swahili Refugee Project, taasoo ka caawinto qoysaska ka yimaaday afka Swahiligana ku hadlo kana yimaaday dalalkaas la yiraahdo Congo, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi iyo Tanzania oo u badan East Africa.
Oui, effectivement, nous allons maintenant écouter M. Ngongo, qui est le président donc, de l'Association des réfugiés de l'Afrique swahilophone, donc de tous les pays qui parlent donc, le Swahili. Donc nous avons le Rwanda, la Tanzanie, le Burundi, en fait tous les pays de la région des Grands Lacs. N'est-ce pas, Mariam?
Ah, now we're going to hear Dr. Ngongo.
The organization started as a self-help group in 1992. The organization intended to serve people from DRC, western of Tanzania, Rwanda and Burundi. We have a mother tongue class on Saturday for our children. The purpose of this class is to try to keep our culture so that our children cannot forget our language. They can know where we come from and how we behave in our country of origin. That's really what we want to achieve when we are organizing this mother tongue class.
Do you know that Undungu means family? This is a second name, in fact, of this association, the association of Mr. Ngongo. En fait, est-ce que vous savez, Undungu, ça veut dire famille en Swahili? Donc voilà, aujourd'hui, j'ai appris un mot de Swahili. N'est-ce pas, Mariam?
Ah, yes. And language is so important. You know, knowing the mother tongue is so important to children's confidence in their own identity. It helps them to feel proud of their heritage, and that makes them much more confident in their new environment, doesn't it, Asha?
I believe so. Waxay ila tahay in haddii luqad lahayn oo af aad gaar ku ah lahayn inay dhumeyso jiritaankaaga qofnimo iyo meesha ka timid iyo asalkaaga iyo isirkaaga. Marka waxa muhiim ah si caruurteena in afka u dhumin in loo haayo si ay ugu farxaan inay meesha ka yimaadeen dadka yihiin wax cadeynaya luqadda ku hadlaan.
Oui, un des projets les plus importants donc, de cette association est d'apprendre la langue swahili aux enfants qui sont nés ici et qui n'ont aucun contact avec leur culture. Et je crois que ça, c'est très intéressant, n'est-ce pas?
Thank you.
Camden Central Radio presents Camden Unlocked.
Camden Central Radio presents Camden Unlocked on Open Air.
You're listening to Refugee Week Radio, celebrating Refugee Week across the UK. Josette now is going to talk with Cathy Aitchison about Refugee Week Radio.
Waxaad dhegaysanaysaa wiiga qaxootiga reediyaha loogu talagalay inuu UK oo dhan laga dhegaysto. Haddana waxaa maqli doontaa warbixinta laga dhegaysto doono Cathy Aitchison oo Josette ay noo suubin doonta.
Oui, bonjour Cathy.
Bonjour.
Hello Cathy. Oh, vous parlez français?
un peu.
Ah, ben c'est super ça. Mais on va faire toute l'interview en anglais pour que tout le monde puisse nous comprendre. Donc, Cathy, who are you? What are you doing at Refugee Week Radio?
Well, I'm the coordinator of Refugee Week Radio, and it's like pulling all the different bits together. It's been a fantastic week, but it's not over yet. We've been broadcasting for 5 days already, and now we're very pleased to be here in Camden with Camden Central Radio as a partner in what we're doing.
And why a Refugee Week Radio?
Well, before, I've worked quite a lot in community radio, using the internet, people training, and then using broadcasts to help them to learn and practice their skills. And last year we did a pilot project called London Link Radio. And we thought, well, this would be ideal for promoting and celebrating the sort of festival that Refugee Week is. Because Refugee Week is about the ninth year that it's happened in the UK. And it has lots of festivities and events up and down the country. And to bring them together through an internet radio station seemed like a good idea.
Effectively, well, a mix of French and English. Alors, what are the other events that we're going to hear through radio, Refugee Week Radio?
There's quite a lot of different programs. We are celebrating, as I say, events that are taking place around the country, but we also thought it'd be a good opportunity to talk about the issues that relate to refugees and asylum. So, for example, we've been making programs on education, refugee integration, housing. This evening at 7 o'clock, you can hear a program about refugees and the media. Tomorrow about refugees and the arts, and various different topics like that, which give people a chance to just think about and to progress. And one of my most passionate for myself is environment, thinking about how some of the actions we have here in the more wealthy countries are very much affecting life for people in countries that don't have such resources, and ultimately creating more people who have to flee their homes, more refugees.
Mm-hmm. And so, can you tell us what are the other programs who are produced and presented by Refugee on Refugee Week Radio this week?
Oh, we've had there's several. Some of the programs have journalists, for example, from East Anglia, from Huntingdon, has been interviewing different people up and down the country. We've had people reporting, joining events where organisations are celebrating. Here in Camden, a music group doing music. Making a CD, which will be available shortly. I can't think at the moment off the top of my head. But one thing we're also very pleased to hear is people telling us about events that they've attended or their own story, and just emailing or getting in touch with us to take part themselves.
Thank you very much, Cathy.
Waxaan soo koobaa wixii ay Josette ka qaaday warbixintii Cathy ay dhiibtay. Waxay sheegtay in wiigan uu wiig gaar u yahay qaxootiga, waxay ku soo kordhiyeen dalkan dhaqankooda, muusikadooda, artigooda, ku sheegaa cimilada ay ku nool yihiin. Waxa kaloo Cathy sheegtay waxay si gaara iyada u daneynaysa dhibaatada dadka qaxootiga keentay dalkan. Ugu horreyntii in ama xaluufin ama dhibaato dalalkooda ka dhacday ay dadka halkan u yimaadeen, taasna u baahan tahay in la baaro. Waxay kaloo sheegtay Cathy inay dhibaatada ee miidiyada ama joornaalka waxa ay ka qoraan dadka uu qaxootiga ah. Anoo soo koobaya warkaas, halkaas ayaan uga baxay. Waxaan ku soo dhaweynayaa.
Well, we're coming to the end of the program. We thought you might like to hear some of the participants' hopes for the future. Dr. Haji from Somalia and Aisha from the Ivory Coast have long-term aspirations. Mr. Ngonga, however, has a comment about the World Cup.
Oui, effectivement, nous arrivons à la fin de notre programme. J'espère que ça vous avez, que vous l'avez écouté, que ça vous a plu. Nous avons parlé à une jeune Ivoirienne donc, qui nous a parlé de ses espoirs donc, d'unité. Et M. Ngongo, qui lui, son souci, c'est le football. Enfin, pas que, mais le football.
Ok. iyo fikrad kale oo ka duwan oo Mr. Ngongo uu ku saaciyay oo ka hadlayso waxa waqtigan socdo oo ah football.
My hope for the future, if you are talking about the future of the community, I would like to see my community, especially the children, to be successful in their studies, to be helpful and integrated to this community, since we are living in this country. We have to integrate fully into this country and keep our identity as well and our culture. So my hope is really great. And if we stick together as a community, I think that will help us a lot.
If we are united, we forget about those origin from the southwest, we'll be a great nation. And we can. There's so much to be done in our country because we have the resources.
We African, we are behind African team. At the moment, we are supporting Ghana as the other team are already eliminated. And we wish well to the Ghana team to go a bit further in the competition.
Camden Central Radio presents Camden Unlocked on Open Air.
Refugee Week Radio in Camden. You're listening to Refugee Week Radio, celebrating Refugee Week across the UK, bringing you news, reviews and highlights of the week's events. Refugee Week Radio. Listen online at www.refugeeweekradio.net. Every day during Refugee Week from 3 PM till late.
Waxaad dhegaysanaysiin Refugee Week Radio loogu talagalay oo laga dhegaysan karo UK oo dhan ama dalka Ingiriiska oo dhan oo ku soo tabinayo waxa la wixii warbixina waxa la wixii ka dhacay weekan gudihiisa. Refugee Week Radio waxa ka maqli kartaa xataa shabakadka www.refugeeweekradio.net. maalin kasto ilaa wiiga qaxootiga loogu talagalay saddexda galabnimo ilaa habeenkii ku soo dhawaada Refugee Week Radio oo Camden.
Vous êtes à l'écoute de la radio des réfugiés. Nous célébrons donc la semaine des réfugiés à travers l'Angleterre. Nous vous apportons des nouvelles, des reviews et tous les commentaires des événements de la semaine. La radio des réfugiés, vous pouvez l'écouter sur l'internet à www.refugeeweekradio.net en anglais, donc www.refugeeweekradio.net tous les jours pendant la semaine des réfugiés de 3h de l'après-midi jusqu'à très tard. La radio des réfugiés à Camden, vous écoutez donc la radio des réfugiés depuis Camden.
We're coming to the end of the program, and just before we go, we'd like to say goodbye in different languages. We have
Amasigenalo
in Ethiopian,
مع السلامة.
Arabic.
Kwaheri.
Swahili.
Dasvidanya.
Russian.
Bislama. Moroccan Arabic.
Au d'abord, c'est le fond. Arrivederci.
Italian.
Au revoir.
French.
Nabadai.
Somali.
Slanlit.
Irish.
And adios. Goodbye. Goodbye, everybody from...
Au revoir. J'espère que vous avez vraiment... J'espère que, ça vous a plu et qu'on ne vous a pas trop embêté. Voilà, la radio des réfugiés, donc depuis Camden.
Bye-bye from Camden Unlocked at Refugee Week Radio.
Et surtout, ce n'est pas fini. Ce n'est pas fini. Restez à l'écoute. Il y a encore d'autres programmes.
Oui, nous avons une musique qui est en train de se faire.
Hello, my name is Suggs from Madness, and you are listening to Camden Unlocked.
هذا وحي بلاوي ما كدان ودرجي وحان دحي جيجا جبي سي حقيقتي جيجا جوجلي اكسي جيجا انا واقف جعلاني جيجا كام جايس كربلو جيجا